In addition to voting for president in November, Floridians will decide whether a ban on same-sex marriage should be enshrined in the state's constitution. Supporters of Amendment 2 say it only forbids same-sex marriage and does not affect health insurance or other benefits afforded to domestic partnerships. But the Michigan Supreme Court decided yesterday that their amendment prohibits governments from offering benefits to same-sex couples. Florida Red and Blue is a group that opposes Amendment 2. Derek Newton manages their Say No 2 campaign.
It's being sold to people, unfortunately, as a gay marriage ban, but it won't do that. What it will actually do is prohibit the state from recognizing any relationship which is not marriage. So we've been saying for a long time that that proposal could restrict the benefits that people receive from their employers, or make it harder for people to share health care benefits if they're not married, or visit loved ones in a hospital if they're not married. All these types of things that in Florida we more or less take for granted could be taken away from people by Amendment 2.
The case in Michigan was a legal challenge to public employers like cities, counties, and state universities that offered benefits to employees who are not married. Newton said the Michigan Supreme Court decision eliminated those benefits.
In most cases, or I think in all the cases in this particular instance, the partners or the couples were same-sex couples. But the Supreme Court in Michigan ruled that giving those benefits violated the amendment on gay marriage, whereas it was passed there as a gay marriage ban and struck down those benefits, actually taking away health care benefits from several hundred citizens in Michigan.
John Stemberger is state chairman of YesToMarriage.org, which is the official sponsoring group of Amendment 2, the Florida Marriage Protection Amendment.
The Michigan amendment will have nothing to do with Florida's amendment for the very simple reason that, number one, it's Michigan, not Florida, and states are sovereign entities and have completely different law. Secondly, the language is extraordinarily different. Our language is totally different than Michigan, and Michigan does have very broad and sweeping language. Contrast that with Florida, where we have very specifically crafted an amendment which will not invalidate domestic partnership and actually protects the benefits incident to domestic partnerships. That's the irony of this, is that our amendment powerfully protects, even more than Florida law does, domestic partnerships, and yet our opponents are still arguing that it does.
Terry Kemple is president of Community Issues Council, a group that supports Amendment 2. Kemple said that Florida courts would not take benefits away from domestic partners if Amendment 2 passes, in part because the amendment is similar to an existing Florida law known as the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA.
So basically what the Florida Supreme Court is saying is that what the marriage amendment does is insert the existing DOMA law into the Constitution. What the Fourth District Court of Appeal said is that the DOMA law has no effect on Broward County's Domestic Partner Act. So, ipso facto, if you will, that means the Domestic Partner Act would not be affected by the marriage amendment, because the Florida Supreme Court has said basically that the marriage amendment is the same as the DOMA law.
Newton questioned Terry Kemple's interpretation of the Florida Supreme Court's analysis of Amendment 2.
They're very clear in saying they're only really allowed to consider a couple of things. Is the title misleading? Does it cover one subject or more than one subject? And what they said is it was one subject and that the title was not misleading. They did not in any way, and I think the opinion says this very clearly, this should not be inferred in any way to say that they support or oppose the amendment. It should not be inferred that they have any opinion other than relating to those very specific parameters. So when the people who support the amendment say the Supreme Court said it was fine, well, it's just not true. The Supreme Court didn't give it a clean bill of health to say that it's perfectly fine.
Newton said the only independent analysis of what the consequences of Amendment 2 will be was by the Office of Economic and Demographic Research of the Florida Legislature. Their report said that Amendment 2 could be used to strike down domestic partnerships, ending benefits for unmarried people, according to Newton.
One of the first things in their report, is, and I'm quoting it now, the amendment adds a new prohibition for unions that are the substantial equivalent of marriage. This amendment provides no definition for the phrase substantial equivalent thereof, which lends to the ambiguity of the wording of the proposed amendment. Now, again, that's not us. That's not our opinion. That's the economic and demographic research arm of the Florida legislature saying that it's adding something new to the Constitution, and what it's adding is not defined. And that's our point, really, entirely, that somebody at some point will have to define that. And how does that happen? That happens in court. And if a judge says that that provision does, as they said in Michigan yesterday, that type of provision does prohibit domestic partnerships, that's going to be catastrophic.
John Stemberger with YesToMarriage.org said that the report from the legislature's Office of Economic and Demographic Research was only an economic, not a legal analysis. Terry Kemple said that if a Florida city or county grants domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples, it would not be considered the substantial equivalent of marriage and would not be affected by Amendment 2.
A domestic partnership typically is going to grant somewhere from one to a dozen rights, depending on which municipality is and what, you know, what form of domestic partnership it is. If you look at what rights are granted by marriage from federal, state, and or local laws, it's 1,000 plus. So you're looking at maybe 10 benefits versus over 1,000 benefits. How is there any way that that could be considered the substantial equivalent? And the answer is obviously no.
But Derek Newton from Say No Too said he's heard reassurances like that before.
The people who proposed the ban in Michigan said the same thing. I have 3 pages of quotes and literature and commercials that they ran in Michigan saying that there was no way their amendment could take away benefits from people. And the Supreme Court of Michigan ruled yesterday it does, in fact, exactly that. And so all we have to do is look at what's happened in other states. When people promised it wouldn't take away benefits, it did. And now the people in Florida are promising it won't take away benefits. Well, it will.
You can read the full text of the amendments, find links to the organizations supporting and opposing Amendment 2, and read the documents referenced in this report by visiting our news archive at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.